This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Weather forecasters say that Hurricane Dorian is likely to become a Category 4 storm before it hits the U.S. mainland in about 2 days. As AP correspondent Rita Foley reports, Floridians are getting ready.
Across much of Florida's East Coast, residents have been crowding the stores looking for water, canned food, and emergency supplies. There are lines at many gas stations in South Florida as people begin filling gas cans and topping off their gas tanks. Resident Gail Morton lives in South Florida, and she's been through this before.
I've been through Andrew. I've been through Wilmer. I've been through Irma, and I don't want to go through this one.
But Anthony Lambert is looking past the storm.
Most of the time, it passes through, we live through it, we go to the next day.
He talked to WSVN-TV. I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. President Donald Trump is pulling out of an event in Poland to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the start of the Second World War. As VOA's Steve Herman reports, the president wants to stay home as Hurricane Dorian threatens Florida.
Trump, at the start of a White House Rose Garden event for the reestablishment of the U.S. Space Command, announced Vice President Mike Pence will take his place in Warsaw for the ceremony. The president says he wants to stay here to ensure all federal resources are focused on Hurricane Dorian, which is approaching Florida.
It's something very important for me to be here. The storm looks like it could be a very, very big one indeed.
In Poland, Trump was to speak at the commemoration and hold meetings with several of the 40 other leaders who will be attending. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
An up day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing up more than 1%. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Justice